It was Father Wilhelm that kept this little spark alive for many years, even though behind the scenes much research was going on. For many years, the average person thought that hydrogen peroxide had but one use. And the FDA had that same idea even up until June 13, 1985 in the Washington Post. Hydrogen peroxide is only good for bleaching hair. Girls could put it in their hair and they think they would have more fun. And Father Wilhelm has been ridiculed. He has been opposed, even in his own family, I know that. He's a great guy, but there's this peroxide thing. Dr. Edward Carl Rosenau, I'm certainly sure that he was a great inspiration to Father Wilhelm and also to myself. He used it to prepare his antibodies. Dr. Oliver, 1919, had the courage to inject hydrogen peroxide intravenously and wrote about it in The Lancet so that we had record of it. Dr. Otto Warburg, twice Nobel laureate, talked about how a cancer cell was a fermenting cell and a healthy cell was an oxidizing cell, went as far as to prove that cancer cannot grow in a high oxygen environment. Dr. William Frederick Koch, when I hear his name, I want to hang my head in shame, what the establishment did to that man. And in his book in 1926, he suggests that people who have cancer were to drink hydrogen peroxide. 1926. Robert Stroud. How the establishment would like to forget about that man. Spent over 50 years in solitary confinement. He healed little birds with hydrogen peroxide and sodium perborate. And sodium perborate in water gives you hydrogen peroxide. We gave him the name the Birdman of Alcatraz. Dr. Reginald Holman, in the middle 50s, gave cancerous mice hydrogen peroxide and was able to clear up their cancerous tumors. And hydrogen peroxide gained a little bit of merit in the treatment of cancer. Winifred Worth, a little slip of a lady, fought cancer many times herself. In 1982 and 1983, gave cancerous mice hydrogen peroxide. All she did was to reconfirm the work done by Dr. Reginald Holman from Cardiff, Wales. Clinton Miller, who heard us speak in Washington, D.C., when two fellows were in the lion's den. It's where the FDA picked us up. He heard us speak, and he told me, he says, this message must get out to the American people. And I'm sure it was Clinton Miller who's convinced Hal Card, Maureen Solomon, Dr. Donsma, to give me the opportunity to bring this word throughout our nation. George Burrell, who just wrote a book, The Peroxide Story. Betsy Manning had enough courage to write a chapter in her book. All of these people I'm giving credit to. Oh, I almost forgot. Dr. Donsba. I look at him as a modern-day St. Paul, the disciple. Because St. Paul, at first, opposed a new movement. But it was not a bolt from out of the blue that struck Dr. Donsba till he came to his senses. It was a force almost that great. It was his wife, Diana, said, Dr. D, why don't you just stop and listen once and then take a look in at it. So again, behind every great man is a great woman. I also want to give credit to the many people in the around the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, South Africa, England, France, Scotland, who have written me letters of encouragement and have sent me material and actually have sent me donations now to keep this work going. And my biggest thank you goes to those people who, like the leper in the Bible, who came back to say thank you. I had one this morning again, and she told me what it did for her. And I said, you know what? You just paid me. Ladies and gentlemen, when somebody comes back to you that you has helped, and they say thank you, there is no money in the world will give that feeling into your heart as you get at that time.